Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribe, and follow the podcast. Of course, our YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there as we get ready for a huge one. Thursday Night Football, the Eagles, the Commanders in South Philadelphia. And on the field that night, we'll have two of the leading NFL MVP candidates, at least according to the odds, over at FanDuel Sportsbook. You wake up today with all of Week 10 in the books after the Dolphins beat the Rams on Monday Night Football. And the favorite to win the MVP, of course, is Lamar Jackson at plus 110. Then at plus 320, Josh Allen. Plus 650, it's Patrick Mahomes. And then tied for fourth at 14-1, both the quarterbacks that will be on the field Thursday night, Jaden Daniels of the Commanders, the rookie, and Jalen Hurts, Philadelphia Eagles. You know, yesterday on the midday show, I said that part of the reason why I feel like the Eagles do have real Super Bowl aspirations right now, and we could talk about the Super Bowl, is because, one, they're getting great defensive play, but two, they're getting MVP caliber play from their quarterback. And a lot of people are like, what are you talking about, MVP caliber play from their quarterback? They are. The odds reflect it, and I do think the numbers reflect it as well. And I believe Jalen Hurts does deserve to be part of the MVP conversation. I mean, I think we all realize right now that Lamar Jackson, if the season ended today, would be the winner. He'd be his third MVP. He has been the best player, best quarterback this season so far. He would earn the vote. He'd be the MVP. But, of course, it's a tiered system. You don't just write one player's name down. It's not the old way where the 50 AP voters would just write one name down, and then, you know, some years would be 50 out of 50, 48 out of 50, whatever. You know, now it's a, you know, first place, second place, third place, so it gives a little more context to what's going on. And remember, there's still a lot of season to be played. You know, last year at this time versus then, you know, there were points last year where Jalen was the favorite, where Dak Prescott was the favorite, where Brock Purdy was the favorite. Lamar obviously took it back late in the season and won the MVP. So there's a lot of this story still to be told. We just got over the halfway mark of the season. There's still a good chunk of the season left that will determine who wins the MVP. But I do think Jalen Hurts deserves to be a legitimate MVP candidate based on how he's played. You know, at some point we got to move past what he did the first 4 or 5 weeks. And at some point we also have to move past our perception, which is that this team doesn't run through him. He's the quarterback. The team always, in a sense, runs through the quarterback. The quarterback's going to be in charge of so much of what goes on. They make the decision in every play. They audible. They take sacks or avoid sacks. They make plays with their arms, with their legs, if they're a mobile quarterback. So that's why you look at the odds, and they're all quarterbacks at the top. Now, would I throw a running back in there? Yeah, I mean, I would. Last year, I thought Christian McCaffrey deserved to be part of the MVP conversation. This year, Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley are making that you know, thing as well. But it's a quarterback award. It's been that way for a long time. And the other thing to note is, you know, our perception of MVP, before we get to Hurts' numbers and why I do think he deserves to be part of this conversation, our perception of numbers versus the reality of the league is a different thing. So we may perceive something to not be great, but relative to the league, is it great? That's the key. And we also may perceive a running back or a wide receiver in some years. Remember last year was A.J. Brown or Tyreek Hill. or, you know, maybe Christian McCaffrey or Derrick Henry or maybe Saquon. We want to believe a running back could be the MVP or wide receiver could be the MVP. The reality is, if you're having this conversation in real life, you got to focus on the quarterbacks. I mean, if you want to say, in your opinion, the most valuable player in the league is Saquon Barkley or Derrick Henry, go for it. Nobody's going to vote that. They're not going to actually come close to winning the award. Now, maybe there should be a shift in voting. I don't know. But that's the way it is. It's become, who's the quarterback having the best season on one of the top four or so teams in the NFL? That's it. That's the MVP award. So you're trying to find, as you're trying to figure out who's going to win this thing and who deserves to be in the conversation, who's having a really good year statistically and whose team is winning a lot of games. That's it. Pinpoint those two things. Find those two things. You have MVP candidates. All right, let's roll into Jalen. I'll give you at the end my ranking right now. If I had a ballot in front of me and they said, Joe, write down your 10 names for the MVP. Your five, you know, I'll give you 10. I know they do five. But if you had to write down your 5 or 10 names for the MVP, who would you pick? But first, Jalen Hurts. Why I do believe he is deserving of MVP talk heading into the Eagles' biggest stretch of the season. Let's look at the numbers, okay? The numbers tell a story of the player for the season so far. Again, his completion percentage, his numbers are in a lot of ways, his passer rating completion percentage are better than they were 2 years ago. And that's when Jalen Hurts finished second in the MVP. And if not for his shoulder injury, I believe Jalen Hurts would have won the league's most valuable player award. He is, in a lot of ways, exceeding what he did 2 years ago. Now, maybe the way he got there and how it started is kind of clouding the perception here locally in Philadelphia. But the reality is the reality. The Eagles have played 9 games. They've won 7 of those 9 games. Jalen Hurts has been the quarterback for every one of those 9 games, and here are his numbers. His completion percentage is 69.8. That is good for 4th best in the entire NFL. I mean, he is teetering on a 70% completion for the season. This is a quarterback in his first extended run of play, late 2020, where he took over for Carson Wentz, didn't complete 60% of his passes. I remember that offseason, that was a conversation. Do you think he could complete 60% of his passes? And I know the league has changed and it's different and he's got really good weapons and all that. And there's some real reasons why naturally, by accident, his completion percentage would probably tick up. But this is also a lot of hard work by him and the fact that he throws a beautiful deep ball down the field. And some games he's put the ball like spot on the money. 69.8% completion, good for 4th best in the NFL. Jalen Hurts has 5 interceptions on the season. It's worth noting because he had 4 in the first 4 games. He has 5 on the season. Threw his first one in a while on Sunday. The pick in the end zone where Diggs took it away in Dallas. 20 quarterbacks have more interceptions so far this season. Now, to be fair, let's look at interception percentage because that's a probably fairer barometer. It's not all based on the same amount of throws, right? Like some guys will throw 50 times in a game. Some guys will throw 17. If they both throw an interception, you know, obviously the guy that threw the ball 50 times had a more impressive day taking care of it. That all being said, Jalen Hurts is 15th in the NFL now in interception percentage. He's moved to the middle of the pack for this season in terms of how often his throws are actually intercepted. His success rate as a thrower, 13th in the NFL. His yards per attempt is now up to 8.4. That is 4th best in the NFL. There's an efficiency level to this that is pretty darn impressive. Yards per completion, 12, which is good for 4th best in the NFL. His passer rating is now at 103.4. That is 5th best in the National Football League. His QBR, which takes everything into account, including sacks and fumbles. And I think Jalen Hurts needs to get better at not taking as many sacks, at throwing the football away, at not putting the team in a deficit drive-wise with negative plays. He's 8th in the NFL now in QBR. That is a very high number and a very impressive number, considering he has taken what I think is too many sacks. Total touchdowns this year, and I think what hurts, we always have to use that category because if we're just using the passing touchdowns, I believe he has 12 this season, we're doing a disservice. It's the same thing if you're talking about Josh Allen or you're talking about, you know, Cam Newton back in the day, Steve McNair in his day. You got to go total touchdowns because it's how often he drives the team and either he throws it in or he runs it in. Obviously, if a running back gets it, a running back gets it, but those are the things that Jalen Hurts is responsible for, his throws to the end zone or his rushes over the goal line. 4th most touchdowns by a quarterback in the NFL this year at 22. The Eagles have a 7-2 record, first place in the NFC East, and of course, the number 2 seed right now. So that picture right there, okay? fourth in completion percentage, fourth in yards per attempt, fourth in yards per completion, fifth in passer rating, eighth in QBR, fourth in total touchdowns, 7-2 record. Complete stop right there. Leave it alone. That's an MVP candidate. That's a guy that deserves to be discussed in the MVP talk. Like, would I vote Jalen the MVP right now? No. But if you're of the mind that the Eagles could take care of Washington in one of their two games, can split with the Rams and Ravens, and then will take care of their business in their other games, just play that out. Okay, split with Washington, that's one win. Beat one of the Rams or Ravens, that's two wins. And then let's say they win their three gimmies the rest of the year, which is the Panthers, the Giants, and the Cowboys. That will get them to 12 wins. And I don't think that'd be good enough for home field advantage, but it'd be good enough probably for the number two seed in the NFC. A top two seed, top 5 to 7 statistics at the quarterback position, that's an MVP candidate. I mean, like, just that's it. That's the picture of an MVP candidate in the NFL in the way the modern boat goes down. If somehow Detroit slipped up and somehow the Eagles won one more game, then I think people might anticipate and they get to 13 wins and the one seed is in play in the final week, you bet your bottom dollar that Jalen Hurts will be in the conversation. And the other part of this that is worth noting is right now Jalen is tied for fourth with Jaden Daniels. Nobody's going to win an MVP as a wildcard team. So if you believe in the Eagles winning the game on Thursday and you believe Jalen will play well, you probably should bet him to win the MVP right now because he's going to jump. He will jump way over Daniels by Friday morning if he plays well and the Eagles win. And the same thing goes the other way. If Jalen plays mediocre or poorly, Daniels outplays him. Daniels plays well and the Commanders win, it'll be Daniels back under 10-1. I mean, it's a fluid thing week to week. You almost got to guess the game and then you play it out and you go that way. But yes, you know, Jalen Hurts belongs in the MVP consideration. Here is how I would fill out a ballot right now. So they do a top five. That is the way the voting is moved to. It's a top five voting for the balloting for the NFL MVP. But I'm going to give you 10. I'm going to give you the 10 right now. If I had to write down the 10 players I think are the most likely to win the NFL MVP this year, here is how I would go. Number one would be Lamar Jackson. He has been the most dynamic player, and every week he seems to do something spectacular to help his team. I also give him extra credit this year, which is a little bit different than 2019, 2023, where I don't believe his defense is very good. Actually, this Ravens pass defense will be their undoing as the season goes along down the stretch and into the postseason, but Lamar's carrying them right now. Lamar Jackson won. I put Mahomes at 2. He is the quarterback on an undefeated team. And if they go to Buffalo and win on Sunday, they're underdogs. The path to being undefeated is laid out in front of them. I think they would go into December undefeated and probably towards Christmas barreling and undefeated if they could beat the Bills this weekend. Number three, right now I'd have Jaden Daniels. The responsibility on that young man to uplift a franchise that had been dead for years was immense. He has handled it with just amazing poise. He has rare poise for a young football player. He has a very strong arm. He can run. The one thing that you notice, he hasn't run as much and as dynamically. He hasn't been as dynamic of a runner as he was pre the rib injury. It's something to keep an eye on, especially this Thursday at a short week. He'd be number three for me. Josh Allen would be 4. I'd have Jalen at 5. Jared Goff, who I had in my top 3 as of a week ago, 5 interception game, will knock you back down significantly. It wouldn't surprise me if Goff doesn't throw another pick for, you know, 3 weeks now and kind of creeps his way back up and finishes the season maybe with, like, he has 9 picks, I guess, for the season. Maybe finishes with 11 or 12 because he could get on good heaters and his numbers look really good by the end. That wouldn't surprise me. But a 5-pick game probably ends his MVP hopes for the season. I'd have Purdy after Goff at number 7. Joe Burrow at 8. Even though his team's 4-6, he's played remarkable football. Derrick Henry at 9 and Kyler Murray at 10. So that's the grouping I have. I mean, you might say, where's Joe? Where's Saquon Barkley? I had to pick one. I'm only going to put one running back in unless there's not good quarterback play, and there is. I left a guy like Justin Herbert out, who I think has played really well, really efficiently in an offense that's kind of coming along here, and a Chargers team that I think is a sneaky contender into to kind of upset the apple cart in the AFC because of that defense. But you got to leave some people out. So I don't have Saquon in my top 10 right now. I do have Jalen Hurts. I do think he's a legitimate MVP candidate. I think our perception of the Eagles, our perception of what we think they're doing, what we think they don't like to do, is obscuring from the reality, which is their best chance to win and their driving force on their biggest plays is their quarterback. He's got to be their best player. He's got to be their MVP. And over the last month, the turnaround by the defense and the turnaround by Hurts has changed this team. Saquon Barkley was good in September. They were 2-2. Saquon Barkley had a lot of yards in September. They were 2-2. What has changed is Hurts' efficiency and his play. That has been the biggest difference maker for the Eagles down the stretch of the season, or this last stretch of the season, I should say. And that's why we're teetering on Super Bowl conversation with the Philadelphia Eagles, because of how well Hurts has played alongside the defense. Yeah, you could laugh or giggle at the idea he's an MVP candidate. FanDuel.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Who sets the odds? That's the odds we use on WIP Daily, says he is. And if the Eagles win and he plays well against an okay defense coming up on Thursday night against the Commanders, he will be shorter than 10-1 when you wake up, or about 10-1 when you wake up on Friday morning. MVP candidate, absolutely. Shocking, maybe, but true, yes. His numbers in a lot of ways are better than they were 2 years ago when he won the NFL MVP award. Yes, Jalen Hurts is a legitimate MVP candidate. The numbers say it. The reality says it. How the voting works says it. FanDuel says it. I say it. You got to believe what you're seeing here. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Crucial YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.